The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
Jan, your son and his girlfriend need some help?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, they've had some domestic issues going on between them. And, I mean, it just seems like it's escalating a lot worse than that. And her parents were both drug addicts and that.
Okay.
So she is just, like, really strongly against drugs and that.
Yeah.
But my son kind of experiments with, like, Oxycontin and, like, pain pills and things like that. And she just, you know, whether or not he's doing them or not, she always thinks that he is. And then she, you know, she's always thinking that he's messing around with these girls at work. And she just really...
So trust really, issues.
Right. Big trust issues. And then it's like every day, because she says she can't control herself.
Yeah.
And she says that, you know, every day she's questioning them. Whether or not he's doing anything wrong or not, she's always drilling him. And then she keeps on so bad that she, you know, goes beyond her, you know, his limit, and then it ends up into a punching match.
Okay, who punches who?
Well, basically, they kind of punch each other.
Okay, who does the first punch?
I saw a fight between them the other day where she was the one that was hitting on him.
Okay,
first.
She initiated it. Okay, so you can see that the violence will escalate. You can start with verbal attacks, and then it gets worse and worse. But here's the big question I have. You're the mom. How are you involved in this? Are they living with you?
No, they're not.
Okay, but you were witness to one.
Yeah.
And how can I help you as a mom? What help are you looking for?
Well, basically just, hopefully trying to find, because they don't have insurance right now. So I've been trying to find some place where they can both go and get hopefully some free counseling and just, go from there, basically, because like I said, you know, and my concern is they have three young children,
okay.
And their children, you know, of course, are crying and carrying on when all this is going on.
Yeah, this is beyond. Let me jump in here.
Okay.
If they did not have three young children, are they the children they've had together?
The first one's not, but the other two are.
So they have two together, and one from your son and one from the girlfriend?
The girlfriend.
And they've been, your son is how old?
He's 27.
27. She's how old? Ballpark.
24,
24. Okay, so they're in their 20s.
Right.
What I'm hearing is alarming for the children's sake. I mean, it's alarming
exactly.
For them, too. They're adults, and they can seek the help. But for the children, it really bothers me. And if I'm grandma looking on at my three kids... I am at wit's end. What do I do? And on
exactly.
One hand, it seems like I'm powerless. On the other hand, I want them to get help. Would they be willing to go into therapy ASAP, as soon as possible?
They said that they are. My son is not quite as willing. He wants to go into group therapy. And she says that she thinks the reason he wants to go to group therapy is so that he can kind of get the pat on the back, basically, from all the other people and listen to their stories.
Okay, so it's just the victim.
I'm not as bad as they are.
Right. Okay, here's the question. I don't know why she chose him, why she's staying with him, if she wants a life free of drugs. So
right.
I don't know whether in their case, and I would need to be immersed in
it. I think she's really obsessed with them is what it is. It's like, I'm scared to be with them, but yet I'm scared to not be with them.
Okay, so if she's just afraid of being on her own, she could certainly go to some woman's protection agency or just try to seek some shelter.
Well, I think the reason she doesn't is, see, he has...
They're afraid of losing the kids, I'm assuming.
Right.
And
well, that and the fact that...
Go ahead.
He has warrants in a couple different states, so she...
Warrants?
You know, that's part of the reason why she doesn't turn him in either, because she doesn't want him to go to jail because she seems to think that she can't make it on her own.
Okay,
so
this is... You can already hear that you're facing a choice. What do you do? What are your options as grandma? What are your options as grandma? You're watching the three kids. There's obviously violence. My sense is they don't say to the kids, excuse me, I'm going to punch your mother, or I'm going to punch your dad, and could you please leave the room because we don't want you to see this. My guess is the kids are immersed in this. If you were seeing a therapist, or if a therapist were dealing with them, Child Protective Services would be in there in a heartbeat. There'd
right.
be no question. And then
right.
the whole story would come out. If you, as the grandmother, would be willing to take the kids, I mean, that's a huge responsibility.
See, that's something that I had suggested the other day when they were fighting. I said, let me take the kids. And if you guys want to knock each other's brains out, fine, but you don't have to do it in front of the kids.
Right, but you can call. You can actually call Child Protective Services. Now, again, you're turning in your son. But, man, this guy has so many problems. They're not getting better in the direction he's going. He's just going to use more drugs. And he's going to either end up, you know, typically what happens on the streets or in jail. And he's already got the warrants out. So they're just waiting for the bubble to burst So you have the option of calling Child Protective Services. Will he like it? No. Will you feel very awkward turning in your own son? Yes. Will you also feel some pride? I don't know.
Right.
Will you feel pride that you did the right thing to protect the kids? I don't know what you would feel. I would feel proud as a parent doing that. So it's one of those very difficult choices.
Well, see,
if you yourself can get therapy, your therapist could help you. Actually, the therapist would then probably call it in. You know, or you could have family therapy. So that's another option. You could seek therapy. You have insurance?
Yes, I
do. Oh, you could just go for individual therapy, and then the whole story comes out, and you would then get the guidance of professionals to deal with this.
Okay.
And you may not like the answer. If you threaten to turn him in, what did he say to you? We're right at the end of time here.
Well, he keeps telling me, don't threaten me with my kids.
He's threatening himself with the kids. He's already abusing them. You are protecting the kids. You are doing him a favor by getting the kids some help and bringing this all to a head. So listen, thank you. I wish you a lot of success. I wish we had more time.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, The Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner, and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Telling your partner why you fell in love should not be a one-time occurrence, and it would become meaningless if you went through the same list every day. Better to point out specific qualities that you've observed from time to time. You look especially handsome or beautiful tonight. I love that color on you. I admire the total honesty you showed when talking to the Smiths. That's a quality I've always cherished in you. I love the way you encouraged me to pursue my career when I was having real doubts about my ability to do it.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.